Hello and welcome back to the Piano Fortissimo podcast, episode number 4, the podcast where we explore the depths of the classical music world, from its artistry to the challenges musicians face. Today we'll be delving into a topic that can shape or break the careers of not just musicians, but anyone who chooses to pursue a life of creation and performance. The topic is none other than doubt. Doubt is a universal experience. It's something that everyone encounters, no matter their field, age, or level of success. But for performing artists, doubt is a persistent companion. It can be both the source of creativity and the weight that stifles it. As artists, our work is deeply personal, and this makes us vulnerable to the impact of doubt, perhaps more than in any other profession. The stakes are high when every performance feels like an assessment of your worth. Today, we'll explore the many faces of doubt in the life of a performing artist. We'll look at where it comes from, how it can be both destructive and constructive, and what strategies we can use to manage it in our daily lives. I'll also share personal stories, practical tips, and reflect on the wider impact doubt can have, not just for musicians, but for people in all creative fields. So, let's begin. Welcome to Piano Fortissimo, the podcast where the world of classical music meets personal stories and professional insights. I'm your host, Alexandra Silocha, concert pianist and Bösendorfer artist for over 2 decades. Join me as we explore the intricacies of music careers, the artistry behind pianos and other instruments, dive deep with special guests from all corners of the arts, and uncover the nuances of cultural and self-management. Whether you're an aspiring musician, a performer, or simply a music lover, this podcast offers something for everyone. Let's start by understanding where doubt comes from. It's often said that self-doubt is a natural part of being an artist, but why is that? Why is it that artists, and particular performing artists, tend to wrestle so much with doubt? First, we have to acknowledge the very nature of what we do. As musicians, we spend years, sometimes decades, honing our craft. Classical music in particular has an incredibly high standard of technical perfection. Every note, every phrase, every interpretation is subject to scrutiny. It's easy to see why doubt creeps in when perfection is the expectation. But it's not just the pressure to be technically flawless. There's an emotional and intellectual component to our performances. Our goal isn't just to play the right notes. It's to convey something profound, something deeply human. That's what makes performing both exhilarating and terrifying. Every time we step on stage, we're laying ourselves bare. It's not just about whether we can play, it's about whether we can move our audience. And when you add the external pressures, like competition, critical feedback, comparisons with other musicians and so on, doubt can feel overwhelming. There's also an interesting paradox here. The very thing that makes us sensitive enough to be great artists, our deep emotional connection to music and to our audience, also makes us vulnerable to doubt. We care so much about the work we do, about the art we create, that we open ourselves to questioning whether it's good enough, whether we are good enough. Doubt comes in many forms, and it's crucial to recognize that not all doubt is created equal. There is destructive doubt, which can paralyze us and stop us from moving forward. This is the kind of doubt that leads us to question our worth as artists or even our decision to pursue music in the first place. Destructive doubt often manifests as negative self-talk, thoughts like, I'll never be as good as that person, or why would anyone want to listen to me play? It can cause us to shy away from opportunities, avoid risks, and limit our growth. It's the voice that tells us, you're not ready yet, and convinces us to wait and wait until we never take action. But there's another side to doubt, one that can be incredibly valuable if we learn to recognize it and use it to our advantage. I'm talking about constructive doubt. Constructive doubt pushes us to ask important questions. How can I improve this performance? Or what can I learn from this experience that will make me a better musician? Instead of undermining our confidence, constructive doubt challenges us to grow, to think critically about our work and refine it. Think about it this way. Doubt doesn't have to be an obstacle. It can be a tool. When you feel doubt, you're acknowledging that there's something you care deeply about, something you want to get right. That's powerful. It means you're invested in your craft, and that's where growth begins. For example, imagine you're preparing for a major performance and you start to doubt your interpretation of a particular piece. Instead of letting that doubt erode your confidence, you can ask yourself, what is it about this interpretation that feels off to me? Is there a way I can approach it differently? That's constructive doubt at work. It pushes you to deepen your understanding of the music, to explore new possibilities. And often, it's through this process that you'll discover something truly special. Now, while we're talking about doubt in the context of performing arts, it's important to recognize that doubt isn't exclusive to the arts. It's something that everyone experiences, whether they're a musician, an athlete, a business person, or a student. Doubt is part of being human. Take athletes, for instance. They train so much, pushing their bodies to the limit, but when it comes time to compete, they can still be plagued by doubt. Will I perform well today? What if I make a mistake? Doubt in sports can be just as paralyzing as it is in the arts. And just like musicians, athletes have to learn how to manage that doubt and turn it into fuel for success. Similarly, in the business world, doubt is a constant companion for entrepreneurs. Starting a new venture is so risky, and entrepreneurs often find themselves questioning whether their idea will succeed, whether they'll be able to compete, or whether they've made the right decision along the way. But for those who are successful, it's not because they never doubted themselves, it's because they pushed through the doubt and took action anyway. So, doubt isn't something that only artists experience. It's a universal emotion, and understanding how to navigate is a skill that everyone in every field can benefit from. I'd like to share a personal story of my own experience with doubt. For me, one of the most memorable moments of doubt happened when I was preparing for a particularly challenging performance, and that was with the London Philharmonic Orchestra and the conductor Vladimir Yurovsky, in the middle of the pandemic, where I've been called to jump in at the 5 days' notice with the concerto I had to learn from scratch. You could imagine times were hard. I was at home with my both children, who were all the time at home because the school was closed. So we were in homeschooling. And being called to jump in and to fly to London to perform with the London Philharmonic was something I would have never expected, particularly in those times. And it was obviously not something I would have said no to. So I responded immediately that I would gladly jump in, and even before I got the score to look at this concerto. The concerto was the third piano concerto by Elena Katz-Chernin, and I was called on a Wednesday, and on Monday I was supposed to fly to London, and on Monday to have the first rehearsal, well, actually the only rehearsal, and straight after the rehearsal, the live stream in the Royal Festival Hall in London. So you can imagine that the days were very short. The piece was technically demanding, and no matter how much I practiced, I couldn't shake the feeling that I probably wasn't ready. The piano concerto by Elena Katz-Chernin was written originally for another pianist who was supposed to come from Australia to UK to perform this concert. So many of the passages which she was supposed to play and where she collaborated with the composer were not written. So that meant that Elena Katz Chernin was sending me new material every night. And this was another challenge because I have a photographic memory, and every time some bars were added or missing, the entire score was changing. For the first time in all my career so far, I didn't have the time to doubt, actually. There was so much to think and to be aware of. And, it was the first time I was having a rehearsal with the orchestra, with this concerto. There was no time to practice with the second piano. There was nobody to practice with in any way. So there was no time to doubt. It was either playing or not playing, and that was not an option. So I think I learned an important lesson, and that was that once I identified that I was able to shift my focus from perfection to interpretation, I started thinking about how I could make this piece my own, how I could express something unique in my performance, and that shift in my mindset not only reduced my doubt, it made the performance one of the most rewarding experiences I've had on stage. Now that we've explored where doubt comes from and how it can impact us, let's talk about some practical strategies for dealing with it. These are techniques that have worked for me as well as for other performers and creatives. So the first step is to acknowledge that doubt exists. Don't try to push it away or pretend it isn't there. When you acknowledge it, you take control. You're no longer at the mercy of those negative thoughts. You're actively engaging with them. When doubt starts to spiral into negative self-talk, it's important to challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this doubt rational? What evidence do I have that supports this feeling? What evidence do I have that contradicts it? Often, when we look closely, we realize that our doubt is based on fear rather than fact. Instead of seeing doubt as a roadblock, view it as a signal that there's something to learn. Ask yourself, what is this doubt telling me? How can I use it to improve? Sometimes doubt points to an area where we need to focus more energy, whether it's in practice, preparation, or even mental and emotional readiness. You are not alone in feeling doubt. Talk to colleagues, mentors, friends who understand your field. Sometimes just hearing that others have gone through similar experiences can help put things into perspective. The best way to combat doubt is to keep moving forward. Keep practicing, keep performing, and keep pushing yourself. Action, even small steps, can help quiet the voice of doubt. Think about your best performances. Think about moments you've achieved amazing things and try to understand how you've done this before. Take your best moment, your best concert, your best memory, and try to mentally visualize how you felt, how you worked for that, how you felt during the performance and afterwards. And think and rationalize that if you were able to do it once, then you'll manage to do it again. Doubt is a powerful emotion, but it doesn't have to control us. In the life of a performing artist, doubt will always be present, but it can be our ally if we approach it with the right mindset. Instead of fearing it, we can learn to embrace it, using it to fuel our growth and creativity. Remember, the greatest achievements often come not in the absence of doubt, but in spite of it. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Piano Fortissimo podcast. I hope this conversation has given you some insights and tools to navigate those moments. And as always, keep playing, keep growing. Don't be afraid to face your doubts head on. Do let me know on my Instagram account, Alexandra Silocha, or the Piano Fortissimo podcast account, about how you found this episode, and come back to the next one where I'll be having an absolutely amazing guest. Thanks so much.
And don't forget, worry less and let the music flow.
Thanks for listening. This was Alexandra Siloccia from Piano Fortissimo. Don't forget to subscribe, share with fellow music enthusiasts, follow us on your favorite social media, and most importantly, worry less and let the music flow.